Job, when God speaks from the whirlwind, faith, suffering, silence, and the God who sees beyond what we can understand. There are seasons when a person can suffer deeply and still not understand why. The story of Job speaks to that painful place. Job was not a careless man running from God. He was not described as wicked, rebellious, or spiritually empty. Scripture presents him as a faithful man, one who feared God and sought to live uprightly. Yet loss came into his life suddenly and severely. This is one of the reasons the book of Job still reaches the human heart. It does not begin with easy answers. It begins with a faithful man in pain. The ultimate test. Job loses his possessions, his children, his health, and the life he once knew. Then, in the middle of grief, he is surrounded by voices trying to explain what happened. His friends speak many words, but not all of them bring comfort. They assume that suffering must have a simple cause. They look for blame where compassion was needed. Many people know that feeling. When pain comes, people often ask, "Why me?" When prayers seem unanswered, they ask, "Where is God?" When the storm continues, they wonder, "Did I do something wrong?" The book of Job does not treat those questions as small. It allows them to be spoken. It shows grief honestly. It shows confusion honestly. It shows a man wrestling with suffering while still reaching toward God. Bad news for Job: when the righteous suffer. One of the most important lessons from Job is this: suffering is not always proof that someone has failed God. Job's suffering was not presented as punishment for a hidden sin. That matters. Many hurting people carry a secret fear that pain means God is angry with them. They may wonder if sickness, loss, family trouble, financial hardship, or emotional heaviness means they have been rejected by God. Job reminds us to be careful with that conclusion. Not every wound is a sentence. Not every storm is punishment. Not every silence means abandonment. Sometimes suffering enters life in ways we do not understand. Job's story does not make pain simple. Instead, it shows that there are realities beyond what the human eye can see. That does not make suffering easy. But it does protect the suffering person from one of the cruelest lies: that pain always means God has turned away. The silence of God. For much of the story, Job speaks, cries, questions, and grieves, but God does not answer immediately. That silence is one of the hardest parts of faith. Many believers can endure difficulty if they feel God speaking clearly. But when pain is joined with silence, the soul can become tired. A person may pray and feel nothing. They may open scripture and feel distant. They may worship, but the heart feels heavy. Job lived in that tension. He did not understand what was happening. He did not have access to the full heavenly picture. He only knew the pain in front of him. Yet even in his anguish, Job continued to bring his words before God. This is important. Job's questions did not mean he had no faith. His grief did not mean he had abandoned God. His struggle was part of his relationship with God. Faith is not always quiet certainty. Sometimes faith is wounded honesty that still turns toward heaven. The danger of easy explanations. Job's friends came to sit with him. At first, their silence was powerful. They saw that his grief was very great, and for a time, they simply remained near him. But when they began to explain his suffering, their words became heavy. They assumed Job must have done something wrong. They defended their idea of justice, but they failed to see the man in front of them. They spoke about God, but they did not always reflect God's heart. There is a warning here for all of us. When someone is suffering, we should be careful not to rush in with explanations. Pain does not always need a lecture. Grief does not always need a theory. Sometimes the first ministry is presence. A person in pain may not need us to explain the storm. They may need us to sit with them while they survive it. Not every wound needs an explanation before it receives compassion. When God speaks from the whirlwind, then after long silence, God speaks. But God does not answer Job in the way many readers might expect. He does not give Job a neat explanation of every event. He does not hand him a small reason that makes the pain feel easy. Instead, God speaks from the whirlwind and reveals his majesty, wisdom, and authority over creation. God points Job to the foundations of the earth, the boundaries of the sea, the morning, the stars, the animals, and the hidden order of the world. The answer is not small because the reality is not small. Job is being shown that the universe is larger than his understanding. This is not God dismissing Job's suffering. It is God lifting Job's eyes beyond the limits of human sight. Job had been asking for an answer. God gave him something greater, an encounter. Sometimes God does not explain the whole storm. He reveals that he is still Lord over it. That is not a cheap answer. It is a holy one. He is Lord over the whirlwind, and he is able to restore what the storm tried to destroy. What Job teaches us today. The story of Job gives us several truths to carry. Faithful people can suffer. Pain is not always proof of failure. Silence is not absence. God may be present even when he does not answer immediately. Compassion is greater than explanation. Hurting people need love, not quick judgment. God sees more than we see. Human understanding is limited, but God's wisdom is not. Encounter matters. Sometimes the deepest answer is not an explanation, but a renewed vision of God. Suffering is not the final word. God can restore, redeem, and bring life beyond the storm.